Tuesday, April 16th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, we explore the vibrant new addition to Old Bisbee's eclectic shopping district, the Mad Cow Company. This recently opened shop is known for its rich history and laid-back atmosphere. Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Larry Pine is an actor from Arizona? He has had a prolific career spanning stage, film, and television. He launched his acting career on Broadway in 1968, portraying Fop in Cyrano de Bergerac at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. He was then a founding member of the Manhattan Project Avant-Garde Theater Company. Pine debuted in film in 1978 and has since appeared in Vanya on 42nd Street, The Royal Tenenbaums, Moonrise Kingdom, House of Cards, and Succession. He most recently appeared in the historical Apple TV Plus miniseries Manhunt. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital is doing more than treating illnesses. They're building a healthier community through prevention. Access to affordable fruits and vegetables are essential to good health. Their collaboration with Pinnacle Farms and Market on the Move brings more than 12,000 pounds of affordable produce to the community every month. For more information and dates, follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. Amy Smith and Kelly Martin's shop, the Mad Cow Company, celebrated its grand opening last week, introducing a range of Western-style apparel. From hats to boots, their offerings ensure you're decked out in authentic Western fashion from head to toe. The interior of the shop reflects the Western theme Amy passionately embraces. The walls are adorned with a collection of rodeo and Western movie posters, enhancing the store's ambiance. Amy's connection to the rodeo world is deep. She has even crafted championship buckles for bull rider champions in nearby Tombstone. In her backyard studio, Amy designs and creates turquoise and silver jewelry, belt buckles, spurs, and themed pocket knives, skills honed over 18 years. The physical store allows her a more personal interaction with her customers, a delightful change from remote communication. Kelly, on her part, brings her expertise in designing durable denim wear. Her product line includes jeans, shirts, jackets, and uniquely crafted cowhide ankle boots, all made in the USA. The store is not only about clothing, it offers a range of novelty items, including 1950s-style bubblegum cigarettes, cactus pens, and even quirky toys that might surprise you. Despite their new venture into brick-and-mortar retail, a first for both Amy and Kelly, they are learning and adapting quickly. The initial response from the community suggests they've found a promising niche among Old Bisbee's merchants. Before embarking on this entrepreneurial journey, Amy taught home economics, but left teaching to pursue a more sustainable income for her craft. A longtime resident of nearby Sierra Vista, Amy is also a mother of two, supporting her children's unique career paths from mortuary science to high school education. The Mad Cow Company represents not just a business venture, but a personal journey of creativity, community engagement, and entrepreneurial spirit, perfectly encapsulating the essence of Brewery Gulch's vibrant marketplace. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Every second of every day, an older adult in the U.S. suffers a fall. It's one of the most pressing health concerns facing older adults. And it's why here at Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we're currently offering a free online fall risk assessment. In just 10 minutes, you can learn about your risk factors and ways to stay safe. The free assessment is available at fallriskassessment.com. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com.
Next, we're excited to share our weekly segment, Best of Preps, brought to you by our friends at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now, best of preps.
Welcome back, everyone, to your favorite segment inside the Daily Chirp podcast. It's time once again for Game of the Week, where I get to sit down with the Herald Review Media sports editor, Bruce Whetton, and talk about the best of preps across Cochise County sports. And you will want to stay tuned for the end of today's show, because we will have breaking news about the best of preps gathering coming up in just a matter of weeks at this point, Bruce. My goodness, this year is flying by.
Thursday, June 6th, Buena Performing Arts is the show. And at the end of today's show, we'll make the major announcement as to who the guest speaker is going to be. I'll put this out now. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Okay, there's something to whet the appetite of everybody listening right now. But we've got so much to cover over this past week and what's coming up in the week ahead. Bruce, where do we even start?
Well, for the second straight week, I'm going to start off with Cochise College Baseball. They had a really big doubleheader series this past weekend. They hosted the number two baseball team in the nation.
Whoa.
Central Arizona College came to Cochise College. And last Tuesday, Cochise went to Eastern Arizona College for a doubleheader. And they lost the first game, extending the losing streak to seven straight. They came back and won the second game, snapping the losing streak. So in comes Central Arizona College. Cochise is still trying to gain momentum to get to the postseason. And we did a big old story in the Friday edition saying, hey, the number two team in the nation's coming to town. National champions from 3 years ago. And this will be a good game to watch. The first game did not disappoint. Cochise prevailed 3-2.
Oh, my goodness. What a pitcher's duel, right?
Sam Pitts of Buena had a heck of a game that day. Five innings on the mound. He got the win. He allowed the Vaqueros two runs, seven hits, struck out two, and walked three. Freshman Omeldo Quesada threw the sixth and seventh innings for Cochise, striking out two while allowing just one hit. Cochise could have had the sweep, but in the second game, they stumbled and they fell 11-9. So they got the split. Hey, I'll take it, considering who this was.
The number two team in the nation?
But at the same time, they're down to six games left in the season. And then, so they're still jockeying for their playoff lives now.
Is there a chance that that would happen?
They basically got to win out.
Okay.
But considering who they're coming up against, it's going to be tough to do. Because on Tuesday, they go to Prescott, play Yavapai College, who they split with Cochise down at Cochise. Saturday, they host Pima College. Next Saturday in the season finale at home, April 27th, Arizona Western out of Yuma. So right now, CAC's in first, Pima's in second, Western's in third, South Mountain in fourth, Chandler Gilbert in fifth, and Cochise dropped to sixth. Top four get in, so we'll see what happens here. But you got the second and third place team in the conferences coming down these next 2 weeks. So they have their work cut out for them. But I'm so proud of Sam Pitts, man. I mean, he has had a stellar freshman year. And Max was there, his brother, watching him pitch. And so I had a chance to talk with Max. And I kidded him. I said, that'll be you on the mound next year. And he cannot wait to get out there and start pitching alongside his brother and pitching for the Apaches. But I was disappointed the crowd was not better. I thought it'd be a good, better crowd. But a very thrilling game. It was 0-0. Cochise went up 1-0. They went down 2-1, and then they scored two runs in the bottom of the sixth to take a 3-2 lead. Because this was a seven-inning game, the next one was a nine. Cochise shut down Central in the top of the seventh and prevailed with the 3-2 win to take the 1-0 lead prior to the second game. So hats off to them. While that was going on, we had a very big track meet in Benson. The Jerry Lee Track Invitational was taking place that day at Benson High School. Over 400 athletes were participating.
How many schools?
The girls had 15 and the boys had 12.
Wow.
And they were done by 4 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Linda Lamb, our stringer for the Herald Review, she's actually the meet director for this meet. And she's actually going to be doing a story. We'll have pictures in the Wednesday edition. She got them out of there by 4 p.m.
That's great.
Talk about an efficient running meet. Field events begin at 9, running events begin at 10, and you're done by 4 with a lunch break in between.
Wow, she knows how to run a show.
What I like about this new format is everything's run to finals. So you race, and then your time is calculated, whereas the old days, they used to have the prelims and then the finals, kind of like the short going to longer or rodeo. And so now it runs straight through the finals. So in the women's meet, Pima High School was first, Benson second, Safford third, Douglas was fifth, Tombstone seventh, St. David was 12th, Valley Union 13th, and then in the men, Safford was first, Tombstone second, Thatcher was third, Benson was sixth, Douglas was eighth, Bisbee 17th, and St. David was 12th. Now, some key performers of that day, Malachi Keller, our last year's Best of Preps Athlete of the Year, first in the long jump, third in the 200 meters, and second in the high jump.
Whew,
he had a good day. He had a really good day. Tombstone's Colton Thursby, he was fourth in the 800 meters. Anthony Pyro of Tombstone was third in the 3200. And Kobe Jones of Tombstone as well was third in the javelin. And Jacob Weichelt, does that name ring a bell?
Very much does.
First in the shot put.
Congratulations.
Oh,
wow.
Not surprised by him, man. He kid's a beast. Benson's Andrew Workman was second in the 400 meters. And Jacob Laura Hughes was third in the discus. On the girls' side, outstanding performances that day. We had Shannon Frost first in the 200 meters and first in the 400 meters. Ella Allred was third in the 800 and second in the 16. Tombstone's Cora Lehman was fourth in the 8th, and Tombstone's Bria Schuler was third in the long jump. Anna Bajorquez of Douglas, she was first in the 3200, while Benson's Avery Owens was second in the 3200, and Benson's Willa Prego was third in the 3200. So Cochise County is the top three spots there. No surprise. Benson's Riley Olson and Araya Stanley, they were second and third respectively in the 300-meter hurdles. The last athlete we're going to recognize from the meet is Tombstone's Jerrica Spencer. She was first in the high jump.
All right.
From girls basketball. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
So, So Saturday was a very busy day in the world of athletics. I got a few amazing shots of the Cochise College baseball game that'll be online Tuesday and then the Herald Review on Wednesday. And then, like I said, we'll have pictures from the track meet as well. But I want to scale back now about a week. We taped our show last Monday, and last Wednesday I decided to go to Elfrida to check out a 1A baseball game between Valley Union and Patagonia. What's so intriguing about this game, Bruce? Well, two of the state's top 15 hitters were going head-to-head this game. So I wanted to see how it was going to play out. Patagonia senior Arturo Magañez, he was hitting 704 going into the game, ranking him third in the state, 1A through 6A. Valley Union's Dylan Mitchell, he was batting 600 going into the game, ranking him 14th in the state, 1A through 6A. Mitchell out-hit Magañez 3-for-4 at the plate, scored a run and had 4 about RBIs, while Magañez went 0-for-3.
Ooh.
So after the game, Mitchell's batting average climbed to 618, while Magañez has dropped to 643. So as of this past Thursday, we recognized Dylan as our player to watch this past Sunday in the Herald Review. Mitchell, who's a junior at Valley Union, he's currently Cochise County's top hitter with a 618 batting average, which puts him seventh in the state overall, second in the 1A South behind Magañez. Mitchell also has 34 at-bats this season, 21 hits, 11 ribbies, 5 doubles, and 2 triples. And he's also the Blue Devils' top pitcher. Valley Union plays 4 games this week, as we talked about, I think, previously last week. And they have a very big game on Wednesday, which, again, I'll be at when St. David comes to town. So it's going to be Owen Judd versus Dylan Mitchell. I know where Bruce is going to be at 3 o'clock, so we'll see what happens. Other scores from last Friday, we had a lot of baseball action going on. Nogales beat Buena 10-6. The Colts' third straight loss last week.
Ouch.
Last Monday, we had talked about contenders and pretenders, and 3 straight losses has really hurt Buena. They've dropped down significantly in the standings. They got 3 games this week. Believe it or not, Buena's baseball and softball season ends this Friday at home, the senior day, and then they're done. Everybody else, including Douglas, will end next Monday or Tuesday, and St. David and I believe Valley Union have the last game for the Cochise County teams next Tuesday. And I'll be revealing those opponents here in a minute. But anyway, yeah, the Colts lost their third straight game, losing to Nogales for the second time this season by a score of 10-6. In Nogales, it was 14-4, so a much better showing here. The Colts just couldn't finish. Bisbee went to St. David to play them in the baseball game, and Bisbee prevailed 12-0, no surprise. The other baseball game we had that day was really impressive. It's because Tombstone hosted Wilcox. And in this game, DJ Elias, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. And he was also the winning pitcher, hurling a 3-hit shutout, striking out 6, and walking 1.
My goodness.
So a very impressive game for him. DJ, he's proven to be one of the top players in not only the state, but also Cochise County. And it's going to be interesting to see how he does at Best of Preps. So while that was going on, Micah Mountain, they beat Douglas 9-7 last Friday. Now, again, last Monday when he taped the show, I went back to Douglas that night to watch them play Walden Grove in a regional game. And as I mentioned before, Douglas was playing four games that week against four opponents who were ranked in the top 15 in the state. So anyway, Micah Mountain comes to Douglas. Bruce is at the game. First inning, Micah goes up 4-0. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Douglas comes back, 4-4, bottom first. Wow, that was impressive. Douglas goes up 7-4. Micah comes back, 7-6. In the end, the Bulldogs ended up hanging on for a 14-7 win.
Wow.
So a wild game. They go to Sarita on Tuesday, lose. They go back to Walden Grove for a rematch on Thursday. And I guess they pissed off Walden Grove so much they shut them out this time, 10-0 on a 5-hit shutout. And then, of course, the Bulldogs lost to Micah Mountain. So now Douglas is in a pretender role. They really got to get on track this week. They've got three games this week that are really must win. They're still in the top 22, so they got a good chance of making state. In the world of softball last Friday, Buena got back into the win column. They beat Nogales 17-3 after losing to Cienega 11-1 the day before. And St. David beat Bisbee 10-1. And last Tuesday, you went to watch St. David and Morenci, and I saw the game. That was a pretty darn good game until the seventh inning, Jeff.
Exactly. It was a back-and-forth pitcher's duel, and then all of a sudden, when the pitchers started giving up runs, it happened on both sides. So St. David ended up going down 4-0, and it looked like that was going to be over. And all of a sudden, they tie the game 4-4. And then the floodgates opened for Morenci, and they never looked back.
And Morenci won the game 10-5. Did the name of the St. David pitcher ring a bell to you at all?
With the last name of Gooding, that is kind of a...
It's synonymous with St. David, basically, athletics. Because Ryan's, of course, is her brother, the top quarterback who was our player, football player of the year 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing because the apple does not fall far from the tree in the sibling family anyway. So she's only a sophomore. She's only going to get better. She held her own for the six innings.
Without a doubt.
And then in that seventh, you could tell she was just kind of getting tired. Her defense let her down, and that's when they kind of stumbled a little bit, but it was still a very entertaining game to watch. And but Morenci had gone into the game number one in the state. St. David was number three in the state. St. David dropped down to four, but then they climbed back up to three. And I guess Morenci, somehow, some way, they have stumbled down to three, which we'll be talking about here in just a minute. I want to segue over to tennis real fast. We haven't given them much love this year, and that's been very unfortunate, but it's been really hard to get information about our tennis teams. So Friday, I'm in Douglas, and Buena boys come to Douglas to play tennis. So I'll go watch tennis. Had a chance to talk to the Buena tennis coach, and her team's on a hot streak right now, so much so they are in first place in their region, Jeff.
Wow.
The Buena boys tennis team is 6-2 overall, 6-1 in division, 4-0 in section. And they prevailed over Douglas by a score 9-0. So, man, I was glad I went. I was able to shoot the top three tennis players for Buena, shoot a shot a couple kids for Douglas. So I got file photos for state and had a chance to talk to some of the kids. But, yeah, Buena tennis is in first place right now. So while Buena boys were in Douglas, the Buena girls were hosting Douglas up here. And the Buena girls also prevailed by a score 9-0. The Buena girls are currently in third place right now in their section. They are behind Nogales, behind Sarita, and ahead of Walden Grove. So on Monday, today's taping, the Buena girls are at Nogales. The Buena boys are hosting Nogales. So today's a big match for them as far as making it to the postseason. So we'll see what happens here. Like I said, it's been a crazy week in a recap. We have a lot of games this week coming on, and I'm going to kind of run down the ladder here of what's going on, then I'm going to tell you my top three games of the week. So on Monday, we have Duncan heading to St. David. We have Douglas hosting Safford in both baseball. No, Douglas is at Safford, correction. And this is both baseball and softball. So on Tuesday, Valley Union's at Duncan. Wilcox is at Pima. Tombstone heads to Morenci, whereas softball gets to play a doubleheader that day against Morenci because of the first game in Tombstone was canceled because of Mother Nature. So now the Tombstone girls have to go on the road and play Morenci twice at Morenci. That's going to be a tough battle for them, but I never put anything by Tombstone softball right now. The way they're playing, anything's possible. And as I said before, Buena's wrapping up the season this week. They're going to play their final road game on Tuesday. The baseball team and the softball team will be at Desert View for the last road game pending playoffs on Tuesday. So on Wednesday, we have St. David at Valley Union, Rio Rico at Douglas, and Wilcox Baseball at Horizon Honors. Then later on that day as well, we have Bisbee at Wilcox. Santa Cruz softball is going to be at Benson. That'll be a big game. That's senior day for the Benson Bobcats, I found out. On Thursday, St. David heads back to San Manuel for a rematch in baseball and softball. So big games for both teams. Cienega is coming to Buena for the second-to-last home game. Douglas will head to Mica Mountain, and St. Augustine will be at Bisbee, and Benson is going to go to Tombstone for what will be Tombstone Senior Day. On Friday, Ray is coming down to Alfreda to play the Blue Devils in both baseball and softball, and this will be doubleheader for both baseball and softball that day, so there'll be games at 2 and 4:30 p.m. Benson heads to Morenci. Bisbee is headed over to Wilcox to play baseball, and Ironwood Ridge is going to be at Buena for Senior Day for the Colts. So Buena baseball and softball right now, they're sitting on the cusp. They need to really do something here, these three games, to solidify their top 24 spots at state. Tennis matches, we're winding. Actually, tennis is going to end this week on Wednesday. On Monday, as I mentioned before, the Nogales boys are at Buena. The Buena girls are at Nogales. On Tuesday, Benson boys and girls are at Duncan. Tombstone boys and girls are at the Gregory School. Buena boys will be at home for Walden Grove, their last match of the regular season, while the Buena girls will host Walden Grove, last match of the regular season. And then tennis concludes on Wednesday with the season finale with Desert Christian coming to Tombstone. So every Sunday now, we in the Herald Review, we start picking down my top three games of the week. And looking through all the games this week, I got to thinking, you know, what's probably the most significant game? Tombstone baseball at Morenci.
That's going to be huge.
That's Tuesday, April 16th. When these two teams met March 15th in Tombstone, the Yellow Jackets prevailed 4-1, thanks mostly to the arm of DJ Elias, who struck out 8, walked 1, and gave up just 4 hits. But Morenci had 5 errors this game, so it'll be interesting to see how they respond. The Yellow Jackets are currently in first place in the 2A East region, one game up on Bisbee, and two games ahead of Morenci, who's in third, with a 3-way tie with Pima and Wilcox. Very big series for these two teams. So this is my number one game of the week. My number two game of the week, I went with St. David at Valley Union. Those two small schools, they always put on a good show. And again, this is a big game because both teams are trying to solidify that higher seed for state. They're both going to make state. We're just not sure where. And when these two teams last met in St. David March 29th, the Tigers prevailed by a score of 5-2. And as I mentioned earlier, expect both teams to throw their top pitchers this game. Owen Judd of St. David, Dylan Mitchell of Valley Union. So it'll be a very interesting baseball game. So we'll see what happens. So my third game of the week, we're actually going to step away from the traditional sports, and I'm going to go rodeo. Cochise College Rodeo is going to be in Las Cruces this weekend, New Mexico, for the second-to-last Grand Canyon Region Rodeo of the season. This is a big rodeo for the athletes who are still looking to improve their rankings in the Grand Canyon Regional Finals, which is scheduled for next Saturday, April 27th in Prescott. So they got this rodeo, next rodeo to take care of business, and then from there they'll find out who goes to nationals. As of April 8th, the Cochise College women are currently ranked first in the Grand Canyon region, and they dropped from second to fourth in the nation. Still not bad. They're still a top five team. The Cochise College men are ranked third in the region and 24th in the nation. Quincy Downey and Seeley Bottom are first and second in the Grand Canyon region and women's all-around, and 11th and 14th, respectively, nationally. Tatum Erickson, second in the region in the men's all-around, and 5th in the nation in the breakaway roping event. Exciting time for the Apaches, so that's my number three game of the week. So I went online Sunday because the last baseball rankings were updated on Friday. In the 5A world of baseball, Castile's number one, Desert Mountain number two, Sunrise Mountain number three, Buena's at 21st. So like I said, playing games will begin April 24th, next week. Top 16 from the playing games will go to state beginning the first week in May. 4A baseball, again, playing games begin April 24th. Top 16 go to state. Scottsdale Saguaro, number one. Estrella Foothills, number two. Flagstaff, number three. Douglas is 18th. In 2A baseball, again, playing games begin April 24th. Why? I can only imagine how April 24th is going to be for me. I'm probably going to be driving all over the darn county trying to get these games covered, but it is what it is. But anyway, playing games for 2A baseball begin April 24th. Top 16 will go to state. All games for the top 16 will be held in Goodyear, May 3rd and 4th, and May 10th and 11th. But as of today's show, actually, because there's no rankings on Monday, they'll be updated on Tuesday. Phoenix Christian number one, Arizona Lutheran number two, Tombstone three, Bisbee six, Morenci seven, Pima eight, Benson 12, and Wilcox 15. So we've got all of our Cochise County teams that have a good shot at making the state playoffs and play-in tournament for baseball. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1A baseball, top 16 go to state. The first round will be held April 27th at the high seed. So if St. David can continue to hold on where they are, they could host a first round game. Valdean will probably go on the road. Baghdad is number one, Williams number two, Desert Christian number three, St. David seven, and Valley Union 10th. So that's it in the world of baseball. Real fast here, segueing over to softball, 5A. Again, playing games begin April 24th. Top 16 go to state. Buena is currently 23rd. So three games this week, two wins. I think they're good. Three losses, they'll probably drop out. So they must take care of business on their end. Cienega is going to be tough because they've already got hammered by them here. Desert View, they only beat by one run here. They were down 7-1 and 1-8-7 here. And then Ironwood Ridge. Ironwood Ridge, in the world of softball, they are currently, ouch, first place in the 5A Southern, 9-5 overall, 7-1 in conference, 4-0 in region. So Buena has some serious work to do, but they can do it. I've seen this team play. When they play the way they can beat anybody. So come on, Colts, you got to get it done for us. And in the 2A softball, playing games begin April 24th. Top 16 go to state. Heritage Levine Academy, number one. Ren Valley, number two. Morenci, number three. Wilcox, nine. Tombstone, 11. Benson, 16. So they will have a play-in tournament, so all these teams should get in and possibly host next week. And then from there, they'll reseed for the top 16. In the 1A world of softball, Williams, number one. Joe City, number two. Baghdad, number three. I take it back. St. David dropped to fourth. And Valley Union's 14th. And again, their top 16 will go to state. First round will begin 4/26 at high seed. And they're actually going to host a second round as well. The high seed will May 1st, with May 3rd and May 6th games being played at the Papagos Sports Complex in Phoenix. So that's it basically in a nutshell. As I mentioned before, we did recognize Dylan Mitchell as a player to watch on Sunday. I'm so stoked about our quote-unquote honorary player of the week this week, Jeff. Many athletes are known, I could just say one name, Pele, the soccer player, The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson. I mean, all these athletes, you could just say one name, Fortuna. Two-time All-America. She landed first team All-America honors this past week.
Goodness gracious.
We recognized her Sunday in a big old full-page article in the Herald Review. And last Wednesday, I drove out to Cochise College to sit down and talk with her. Jeff, when I first interviewed her, I interviewed her to where she is now. Her communication skills have improved immensely. She actually got very emotional talking to me, and it was kind of hard not to get emotional back talking with her. Last year, she was a second-team All-America. This year, she's a first-team All-America. She finishes her coach's college career with a record of 54-14. She scored 1,022 points for the Apaches, 722 rebounds, 129 steals, 95 assists, and 65 blocks. She's a two-time Division I Player of the Year, a two-time First Region All-Player of the Year, plus she was the Region I Championship, the MVP, this past year. During the 2024 season, she played in all 34 games. She averaged 16.8 points per game and 11.4 rebounds per game, and she had a field goal percentage of 47.1%. She finished fourth overall in the country with 265 defensive rebounds and 16th overall in offensive rebounds with 124. And as we had focused on during the course of the season, at one point during the season this past year, she had 13 consecutive double-double games. So I'm sitting down talking with Fortuna, and I said, listen, I said, you're from Buffoon City, Cameroon. You come all the way to Douglas, Arizona. Did you know what you're getting yourself into? And she said, yeah. Coach Opat sent me pictures and kind of prepared her for what she was getting here. But what admired me the most is she says, I came here to play basketball and get an education. The other stuff didn't really matter. I just needed the opportunity to show what I'm capable of, and Coach Opat gave me that. She came here with the right mindset. She didn't come here to party. She came here to get her education and play basketball, and as a result, it has benefited her, where she's going to graduate this May with an associate degree in general studies and accumulates a GPA of 3.92.
My goodness, almost like an academic All-American there,
basically,
too.
Basically, almost. But we were talking. I said, you know, the season's over. Has it sunk in? She said, yeah, I'm really sad. She said, I don't want to leave. But she said, I'm excited to go to Troy, Alabama and begin my career. And I said, so what are you going to miss most? I'm going to miss my teammates, and I'm going to miss my coaches. And she said, I'm going to miss my number one fan. And I said, your number one fan? She said, yeah. She said, I got a little fan out there. And she said, on senior night, she gave her a basketball with her name on it, and she gave her a note. Fortuna said she thought that was really sweet. So I finally got her to tell me who her number one fan was. It's a 12-year-old named Callie Faulkner, Jeff Faulkner's 12-year-old daughter. And so Jeff supplied a photo for us that we used with the Sunday edition. So Callie had no idea she was coming out in the paper Sunday, but I thought it was really sweet now because now Callie wants to play basketball because of Fortuna. And these are the kind of athletes, you know, Misty had once said in a previous article that appeared in the Herald Review, 300 wins is nice, but she's happy that she can impact 300 lives. And Fortuna has done that to this young lady as well. And again, we have some classy, classy athletes. And so in closing her article, she said, regardless of where I go and what I do, I'll always forever be an Apache. But I will never forget the place or the people here. And I thought that was a perfect way to end the story. So Fortuna, thank you. I told her, I said, you made my job so much fun where I actually enjoyed going to the basketball games. I said, I'm going to miss seeing you play, but I said, I've already been in contact with Troy Sports Information Department. Oh, and then the best thing is, she graduates May 18th. She reports May 28th to Troy.
Just 10 days later.
Oh, 10 days later, because they got summer workouts, and they're going to go over to these tournaments they go to.
Yep.
So she's going to get indoctrinated real fast, so she's not going to be bored. But hats off to her and the two-time All-American. So we were out at Cochise College on Saturday for the baseball game, and I went to Angel Ortega and Jeff Faulkner. And I said, so where's Fortuna's banner? Because they had the banners of all the other athletes on the campus. It's being made, and they said it's going to go up. So she's going to get her own banner
wow.
at Cochise College. Hang on the light pole there. Two-time All-America.
Well-deserved.
Oh, my goodness, well-deserved. So that's basically it in a nutshell, Jeff. It's been a crazy week in sports.
But we teased at the very beginning of today's program about the Best of Preps Award Ceremony coming
Thursday, June 6th at Buena Performing Arts. Tickets are currently on sale at eventbrite.com, and general admission is open for the public to purchase. I'm really excited to announce that our guest speaker this year, he played for the New York Giants, he played for the San Francisco 49ers, and I'll have to give him some slack. He also played for the Denver Broncos, but Ed McCaffrey, a three-time Super Bowl champion, who's Jeff. He played his college football career at
Stanford University in the Pac-10.
He's a West Coast athlete, and in more ways than one, too. Two of his three NFL teams, and he had a 13-year NFL career. So I'm looking forward to having our interview with him, Jeff, like we did last year with Danny White. And when he had first-team All-America honors in 1990 with the Cardinal.
The Stanford Cardinal,
The Stanford Cardinal. He played wide receiver, which is a position I really like. Now, he played for the Giants from 91 to 93, played for the 49ers in 94, and then he played 8 years with the Broncos from 95 to 2003. He was a head football coach in Colorado at Valtor Christian High School from 2018 to 2019, and then he was a head coach at Northern Colorado from 2020 to 2022, and that was the last of the bio Wikipedia had on him, so I'm not sure what he's doing currently, but again, Thursday, June 8th, we have another football player coming in, and I'm laughing because James Lofton brought down his one Super Bowl ring, so I'll be curious to see what kind of paraphernalia Ed McCaffrey shows up with, but hats off to Jennifer Sorensen and the Herald Review staff. They keep landing these major contributing athletes. Happy that he's going to come down and be a part of our Best of Preps event Thursday, June 6th, Buena Performing Arts.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I always look forward to those interviews that we do via Zoom that you and I do with these Best of Prep speakers, and I'm already excited about the questions that we can ask Ed McCaffrey.
And the thing is about it, Jeff, I can't believe that we're less than 2 months away from having this event. We are finalizing the spring sport nominees. Now that I've pretty much had a chance to see everybody play, we're tweaking the list, checking it twice, and then the selection process will begin here really shortly. Then comes the fun part of tracking down these athletes and doing interviews and so forth. But it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. and see what all happens here. So anyway, with that being said, if you get a chance, go to eventbrite.com, click on Sierra Vista Best of Preps or help review Best of Preps, and be sure to get your ticket squared away. We'll look forward to seeing everybody Thursday, June 6th.
And, of course, we know that you'll keep your eye on all of the amazing sports, these amazing young athletes, as their spring seasons finish out. You can see it all that Bruce Wetton and the Herald Review sports staff put together every single week in the Herald Review Media, in print, online at myheraldreview.com, and on the Herald Review Media social media channels. As always, as the baseball season and the spring sports season is winding down, if you have a chance to go see any of the games that Bruce talked about today, please consider doing so and know that it means the world to these young student athletes to have their community support. From the Cochise Broadcasting Studios of KKYZ 101.7 FM, the oldies station in Sierra Vista, and the all-new Mix 96.9 FM, Cochise County's Best Mix. On behalf of the Herald Review Media Sports Editor Bruce Wetton, my name is Jeff Davenport, and I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. And now we'll send it back for the rest of today's Daily Chirp.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an event that you should know about. This Saturday at 1 p.m., grab the kids and head over to the Sierra Vista Public Library for a movie. They'll be showing Kung Fu Panda 2, featuring an all-star cast including Jack Black, Jackie Chan, Gary Oldman, Angelina Jolie, and more. Light refreshments will be provided. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Robert Little. Robert was born in Concord, Massachusetts in 1953 and grew up in Nabnasset and later Hudson, New Hampshire. He attended the University of Lowell, earning a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1976. Bob worked in satellite communications for the U.S. Navy and Air Force, later continuing as a government contractor. He married Sandy in 1979, they had two children, and relocated to Huntsville, Alabama, before settling in Sierra Vista in 1990. He was renowned for his teaching skills, humor, and love for his family. He retired in 2018 after a fulfilling career with SAIC and leaves behind a legacy of love and lifelong learning. He is survived by his wife, children, three grandsons, two sisters, a brother, and a wide circle of relatives and friends. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Robert's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.